I know that lawyers have been searching through documents electronically for at least 18 years now, because that's when I started. We lawyers formulate searches to find certain cases within a huge body of law published in electronic form. It's a process that's similar to the whole internet search thing, but we did it years before search engines made as many tracks through cyberspace. Take, for example, those seasonal creatures known as peeps. If you're a lawyer researching a case involving the marshmallow-bodied, sugar-coated chookies, our family name for them, you'll want to find every single chookie case that's out there. Database searches let you do that. Google and others simply open the door many, many times wider. Based on experience, then, it comes as no surprise that judges incorporate internet searches when they want to find out more about job applicants. One caller to National Public Radio recently revealed that he works for a federal judge and that those in chambers routinely Google students who apply for law clerk jobs. The caller said that the judge decided not to interview one candidate after finding an incriminating photo of the candidate on the internet. The judge also reads student blogs, the caller said, to get an accurate assessment of character beyond what the student reveals in the job interview. What's amazing is that a law student wouldn't think of this internet research possibility. The evidence that judges do this sort of thing is right there in the cases we read. Judges surf the internet just like the rest of us, and they use the information they find in many different ways. Indeed, internet searches have been a part of legal decisions for more than 10 years now. In one of the first, a judge accepted expert handwriting testimony after the judge did a quick internet search that revealed to the judge's satisfaction that other experts used the same handwriting analysis method. It's mostly in the area of trademark, though, that judges use searches as proof of something, a technique they honed on law databases years ago. So when Ford argued that Stang was its word, when a sauce maker wanted to be the only Johnny's around, when a fitness club wanted to keep the phrase 24/7 fitness to itself, some quick judicial Googling helped decide whether the words were uncommon or commonplace. But judges in recent years have branched out into other search engine uses, including definitions. The phrase healing arts has many meanings, as the internet proves. And spelling. Disc golf is spelled with a C, because that spelling brought up more web pages for the judge. And finding people. Don't look in dusty records room, silly, but look online instead, where the court itself tracked down an elusive address. And public scolding. Nigerian bank scam had 1 million hits, so lawyer should have known better than to send money to a stranger. A couple of years ago, a New Jersey court worried that business associates, social clubs, and would-be Saturday night dates would be able to find out much more than was necessary about targets should all court documents go online someday. Oh, prospective employers made that list, too. I'm Amy.